All right, Scuba Steve. First of all, Evan Ferry down on the first turn. Props to you. You know, we all know what happened, but you helped the kid up and got him going. So classy move, Scuba.
I mean, I like the kid. Yep. And then when you see the kid, you know, down and no one's there, it's like, what do you do? You can't not. And then obviously he's asking me questions, and I'm like, go to the mechanics area. You know, like, you're fine. And I was trying to explain to him. But anyway, so he did, and he finished the moto, I think. Yeah, I think he was all right. So.
Let's start with Joey. Some more bad luck. First turn crash. He's been so good here in the past, right, back in the day. And we thought he could podium. First turn crash. And then bad start, second moto. Worked up. But, like, yeah, a crappy day for him. And I'm sure he's not stoked.
No, he's not stoked. And, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to do, how to fix the starts. We've tried a bunch of stuff. And, you know, obviously, we're going to go back to the drawing board again this week and hopefully High Point. And I know for a fact, like, after this, you know, we have that break. I mean, he's going to come back up and try to – we got to get it sorted because, you know, it's not helping him. And we're obviously trying to get him to do the SMX, and you got to be top 20, so points count. And, you know, obviously we had an issue last week, but that didn't help either. So, I mean, I can only control so much.
You happy with his riding, though?
He's riding well. Yep. I mean, I think he, and to be honest, he freaks out when he doesn't get a start, and then it takes a little bit for the engine to get going, and it's hard to get him past that for whatever reason. And I think if we can control that better, I think it'll help him out a lot.
You took that inside gate, which isn't always great, but it kind of keeps you out of trouble, is the idea, except it didn't work this time.
It didn't work. Like, usually it's that inside is to stay out of trouble, and that's what was the first thought of it, and it didn't work, you know. But then Jalik goes there in the second moto, and he snuck right around.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it worked. I mean, it has its advantages and disadvantages.
Yeah. And Jalik's day, what'd you think?
He rode well. Yeah. A little tight at the end. I think he was riding a little bit behind him instead of in front of him sometimes. And then I got yelled at for trying to wave my rider on. So I didn't know that was a thing again. But
welcome back.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. So I'm like, yeah, you know, it is what it is. I mean, we'll work on it. Yeah. I mean, he's been riding well and just keep plugging along.
Yeah, there's nothing like racing, as you know. What have you found out about your bikes, brand new bikes, of course? What have you found out your bikes from testing to racing these first three outdoors? Anything that you've learned?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, chassis is the biggest thing. Okay. You can always use more motor, right? Yeah. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter if you're on whoever's bike. You know, 250, you always want more motor. So, like, obviously, we can always use a little more power, right? But chassis is the biggest thing, and that's been the hardest thing to try to relate from where we're riding and what we've been trying to ride to coming here. And, you know, West, this dirt's way different, and I feel like next weekend will be a bigger, hopefully, eye-opener for...
Sure.
Because that's what we ride all the time, so...
It's a good point. Like, you think of the first three rounds, it's nothing like Georgia, right?
No. I mean, we're not even close. Yeah. Like... Yeah. This is like the freeway in Georgia, you know? So, we'll see what happens.
Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, you're welcome. Cool.